Okay, so Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas is actually the biggest single parsha of the year. It's 168 psukim. Now, it's not too bad because 51.
Nasi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nasi is the biggest. I probably. This is you're
start
right.
Over again.
No. I can make a mistake. It's a good message. I can make a mistake. Nasi is the biggest. I probably.
We can splice it.
No, but this is second biggest. Second biggest. Okay. It's the second biggest parsha of the year. I stand corrected. It's 168 psukim. 51 of them is counting
Kaisel.
That I can't tell you.
That's the only guy, right? The only guy needs to say brachas. Yeah. Anyway, so 51 of the psukim is the Torah counting over Klai Yisrael. 71 psukim is the musafim. So it's only 46 of other things. So just a summary of the parsha. At the beginning of the parsha talks about Pinchas ben Elaz ben Arkan. It's basically the start. The story happened last week. How Pinchas vayakom mitoicha eda v'yikachem v'yaday, and he kills Zimri and Hasbi. Here the Torah says the schar. We'll go into that in a second. The schar for Pinchas. Right after the schar, Pinchas, the Torah says shuraros haminyanim. It means harass the minyanim. Don't just kill them. You have to harass them. And then the Torah goes into again counting Klai. So Rashi has a few pirushim why we're counting again. Either because it's magefa, we lost 24,000, or because in this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to hand over the melucha. Yeshua ben Nun, Yeshua ben Nun is going to be the Melech, so therefore it's the end of his term. He basically, as if Moshe saying, I took the flock and I'm returning the flock to Minyan as well. Okay, the Torah then goes into how we divided up the Klai Yisrael for the Nachla, and that right away follows into the stories of Bnei Selefchad, because Bnei Selefchad had a claim that the father has Yerusha, but now the father's not alive. What's going to happen to the daughters? And then the Torah then naturally goes into the Hilchos Yerusha that we learn out from this week's Parsha. Right after that, the Torah goes into Moshe Rabbeinu handing over to Yeshua Benoni, giving smicha. And then the last psukim, the last 70 or so psukim, it talks about the musafim. It's a good question. You can ask somebody, see if anyone knows this. Why is it here? It should be in Sefer Teres Kahanim. It doesn't belong here. But Ramban answers that the reason why it's here is because they didn't bring musafim in the midbar, and they didn't bring the sachim in the midbar. So now they're going into Eretz Yisrael. This is the proper time to teach it. Okay. I want to go into a few things. I want to open up the first few psukim. Very interesting. The Torah starts off Vayda B'Shem Moshe Lemar. Pinchas ben Elaz ben Aaron HaKohen. Why does the Torah start with Vayda B'Shem Moshe Lemar? Say to who? Say to what? Later it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Zechein Amar, now to go tell Pinchas, Hinin Neisim Leibrisi Sholem, Vayisloi Zari Achav. What's the Vayda B'Shem Moshe Lemar? It's not a mitzvah. What's happening over here? We know he killed them. What's the beginning of the parsha? Vayda B'Shem Moshe Lemar. That kasha, actually my chavrusa asked it to me, but I found subsequently the Archaim, and there's a Jewish sefer I mentioned in the shir before, other times, there's a sefer called Bina Le'itim, from the Gerulei Truma, of Zayufigo, Italian, in the 1600s, so he has a nice Jewish sefer, it's in that sefer, I saw the kasha as well, he treats as well. I'm going to answer it a little bit differently. Also, there's another famous medrash that people have been grappling with for the last few hundred years. It says, L'chein emar, hini nais le'brisi sholem. Okay, L'chein emar, the medrash says, B'din hu naitel schar. He's going to get his schar, he's going to take his schar b'din. Why not? I mean, if he deserves schar, he gets schar. What's the b'din hu b'naitel schar? What's the special emphasis that he deserves his reward and he's going to get it? And then finally, this Diuk Aysona Beis Alevi, in his first Jewish Tzedakah, it says like this. So what did Pinchas do? Pinchas killed, his act was he killed Zimri and he killed Kazvi. Because of that, the Magefa stopped and Klai Yisrael lost 24,000 people. But if you were to ask me what was the highlight of the game, what was the highlight? The highlight is he killed Zimri. The Torah doesn't stress that. Pinchas ben Elaz ben Peshu is Chamasi me'al ben Esau. The emphasis of the Torah is that Pinchas turned back my wrath. That shouldn't have been the emphasis. It should have said Pinchas ben Elaz ben Koyim Kina is Kenesi. Doesn't say that. He turned back his wrath when he grabbed it, when he killed Zimri. The Magefa stopped. It says here that Heshev is Hamasi. That's basically the main point of the pasuk. That needs a hasbir as well. Okay, so just the first pasuk shot. Pinchas ben Oz ben Arkanesh was Hamas. He turned back my wrath. Me'al ben Esol. Bekanis kinesi b'seicham. V'loi chilisis ben Esol bekinesi. L'chein emar. The Torah says two things. First of all, hinini leisim leibrisi shalayim. And v'haisel leilazaybris kunasom. What was Pinchas' reward? Everybody knows he became a kohen. The Gemara and Zalachim discuss it. Rashi brings it. He wasn't a kohen. The only person, people that were kohanim were either if you got anointed, or you were born from some's anointed. Pinchas was anointed, because only Aaron and Ubanov were anointed. So Aaron and his four sons were anointed. Those were the Kahanim. And if you would have been born from those Kahanim, you would have also been a Kohen. But he was born previously, so therefore he wasn't anointed, and he wasn't born from some anointed. He would have been a Levi. So the Tzchar is L'chein Emar. So V'hais Elay L'zari Achor V'briskun Asaylam. What's the first thing? L'chein Emar. He didn't nice and brisi shalom. Rashi says it's not a reward. It's acknowledging his good. The other Yishayim don't seem to learn like that. The other Yishayim say L'chein Emar. He didn't brisi shalom. The Ibn Ezra says he's going to be safe from Zimri's allies. He did a very brave act. Zimri was a Nazi. Maybe someone's going to try to assassinate Pinchas. No, L'chein Emar. He didn't brisi shalom. The Sephorno says he's going to live a very long life. It's very interesting. The word shalom. It's very kedai to know this. When you say someone has shalom bayis, so what does the word shalom mean? He has peace. When you say shalom bayis, where Israel's at peace with Jordan, we don't want someone's shalom bayis to be like Jordan in Israel, where you tolerate each other and you just stay out of each other's way. No, so what does it mean shalom? Shalom in Hebrew, what? Yeah, so the Yitzchak Isaac Chavrin is Jewish, the Parsha Shkalim discusses what it means. He says, Shalom means when all parts are working harmoniously, when all the parts work together. When you say a Shalom Bayis, it means the husband and the wife are working beautifully together, raising the family together. It's not just yet peace, right? So the Sephorno says a similar idea, that Pinchas, we know, even if it's Machlaikis, who is Pinchas? Pinchas Eliel, Pinchas not Eliel. Even if Pinchas not Eliel, it's Machlaikis Tanom, it seems like. Even if your Pinchas is not Eliel, I was just looking it up, he's mentioned at the end of Sefer Shoftim, he lived a few hundred years. So the Sephorno says, Brisi Shalom Malchamavis, Isa Shalom Bimraimov. Because he says, death. When your body works together, your body works b'sholim, right? Your lungs work with your heart, and your heart works with your spleen. Everything's working together. When we get old, things start breaking down. Your body's not regulating sugar properly. Your blood pressure's not right, and everything gets affected. That's why we die. If you continuously your body runs b'sholim, you're gonna have a longer arichas yamim. That's the Sephorno over here. Okay, so according to this, there were two schars, l'chein emarim in a brisi sholim, and then the second schar is v'yisalim l'zayachav a brisku nasaylam. So those are the two things that you get schar. Okay, so we need but coming back to our questions, what's first of all, Yidavashem HaMoshe Leymar? What does the Medrash mean when it says, Bedinhu Naitul Scharan? And then also, why is the Torah emphasizing not Pinchas's act, but what came out of the act? His act was he killed Zimri. The Torah doesn't make mention of that in the beginning of the Pasuk. The Torah just says, because he did that act, he turned back my wrath, and because he turned back my wrath, there's no Malagefa, and therefore he gets Schar. Why? What's the pshat? Okay, so we know there's a rule, schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. Hashem generally does not give schar in this world. And there's different ways to explain this. One way you could explain it, give you a mashal, is let's say you go to a soda machine. They only accept dollar bills. Okay, and if you put in a dollar bill, the soda costs 75 cents, let's say, they'll give you quarter change. Okay, let's say you only have a $100 bill. What are you going to do? So I guess if you're dying of thirst, you'll put in a $100 bill. That's the idea of schar mitzvah b'hai al-maleka. The schar, the infinite schar, cannot be cashed in this world. You're just going to get a can of soda and a quarterback. It's a $1 million bill, but the machine only takes dollars. That's the basic idea. But there are exceptions to this rule. We know there are things. The Torah says, "Keep it avim l'man yuchim era." There are exceptions to this rule. The Mishnah says every day we say, "Ela drum shalom eicha peiros same lemezah." Meaning, there's something called peiros of mitzvahs. We're not giving you a reward, but we're giving some dividends in this world. So there is some. Times Schar Mitzvah. So when do we say Schar Mitzvah Ika and when do we say Schar Mitzvah Leika? So the Gemara has one basic rule. The Pasuk says this: Imu Tzadik Yitayv. Tell the Tzadik, you're good. Ki pri malei mechil. You're going to eat from the deeds of your parents of your deeds. So this Pasuk is talking about Paris, and the Torah says Imu Tzadik Yitayv. So the Gemara in Kedushin Af Mem asks, what do you mean Imu Tzadik Yitayv? Of course, a Tzadik good. So the Gemara said there's two types of Tzadikim in this world. There's a Tzadik that's Toiv, and a tzaddik that's not toiv. That doesn't mean he's not good. It means that the tzaddik that is main avodah is toiv l'shamayim. That's one type of tzaddik. But this pasuk is talking about when it says ki toiv, it looks like ki toiv, he's not only toiv l'shamayim, he's toiv l'brius. And the Gemara says that's generally the rule when we're going to say schar mitzvah ayam ha'ika. Imu tzadik ki toiv, or toiv, he's toiv l'brius. Ki prima le mechelo. When a person is toiv l'shamayim and toiv l'brius, he gets actually schar in this world. So that's a new rule we have. That schar mitzvah b'hayam ha'ika when you're toiv l'shamayim l'brius. That's what comes out from this Gemara. So now everything opens up in the parsha.
Yes, but some of them are not.
Yeah. Shkemos beis minhag arvus. You have to go through it.
In general,
yes. Okay, so but now it comes out of hafadika. So basically, he says this. Said I want to now plug it into answer the other kashas. This the Chazal sometimes say svaris, and we don't know where they get the svaris. The svaris are being borrowed from the Torah many times. Tell Kleisel this rule. What's the rule? Pinchas is going to have reward. The answer is Pinchas ben Oz ben Agahesha is Hamasi. He turned back my wrath. What he did to Zimri, that's Toiv l'Shamayim. In fact, it's not Toiv l'Brius. He killed somebody. It's Toiv l'Shamayim. So why is he getting reward in this world? Because Heshus Chamasi, he turned back my wrath, and with Mechabram ben Esol, people didn't die anymore. So therefore, with such a person, Schar al, Schar mitzvah b'hayim ha'ika, ben Ozman Heshus Chamasi ben Esol, b'kanais kenasi b'seicham, v'loi chilisi ben Esol b'kanasi, because I didn't destroy them. So now, l'chein emar, hini ben Esol ebrisi sholeim. And now, we can understand the Medrash. The Medrash says, l'chein emar, that's the pasuk when I'm about to give the reward. Bidin hu naitel scharam. Now we understand, because normally the din is you shouldn't get schar, because schar mitzvah b'hayam aleika. But now that you toil shoyim toil abrius, bidin hu shu naitel scharam.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Good job. It's your